Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have Matt here from the Wine Villains. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Maggie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to see you.
Thank you, and nice to see you too.
Let's hope you're smiling at the end.
The Wine Villains, first of all, just say we're going to be talking about alcoholic beverages, so drinkaware.co.uk for the facts, just to keep us legal and clean.
Yes.
And Wine Villains does what it says on the tin. So what do you do?
Okay, well, we're a local wine wholesaler and retailer of wines from all around the world. We have wines from all corners of the globe in a warehouse over in Knighton, ready for same day delivery.
Yes.
Which is all done via our vehicle known as the Winebulance.
Yes.
Now, I mean, that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it actually does what it says, doesn't it? It turns up quite quickly with your order. Usually, it's not always the same day, but depending on what time you order it.
Indeed, yeah. We do endeavour to get things out, if not same day, next day.
Mm.
And it was sort of an idea that came about during lockdown, really. Our normal sort of avenue of business is wholesaling wine to restaurants, pubs, clubs around the island. Mm. And then when the pandemic hit, we had a warehouse full of wine and no one to sell it to. So lo and behold, like everybody else, we decided let's start some doorstep deliveries.
And brilliant it was too.
It worked, didn't it? It really took off quite quickly.
It did, yeah. It was great. And, you know, thanks to people like yourself, Maggie, and Kelvin, we have a nice regular order off you still now. And
it's not that regular. It's not weekly.
Yeah, the daily order. So a nice intermittent order.
Obviously we're not flush with cash, we buy your reasonably priced wines, but you do have a whole range of prices and things like that.
Yeah, I mean we start ranging from around £40 for a box of six, and that goes right through up to nearly £200.
Okay,
all depending on what you pick.
Yeah,
obviously at the higher end you'll have things like Poulany Monrachet and Meursault in there.
Yeah,
if you are familiar,
is that wine,
with that.
Is it?
Yes.
Not something I'm familiar with, but I get the impression that these are the sort of wines you'd find in a top-class restaurant.
Indeed. You know, those are the, you know, when you talk Poulany, Monrachet, Meursault, they're all from the same region in France, which is Burgundy. And that's known as the sort of home place of Chardonnay, the Chardonnay grape. Yeah, and so it's it is the benchmark for everybody else in the world that grows Chardonnay.
Right.
And they're like the top wines of the region. Which command high prices. And
so French wines are still up there on the top rung, but the New World wines tend to be a bit more moderately priced?
Can be. It all depends what level you're going in at, really. I mean, obviously, there's expensive wine from all regions of the world, and wines that are as good as wines from Burgundy.
Yeah.
You get some top-class Chardonnays over in South Africa, for instance, that command similar prices to Meursault, but really the sought after stuff generally where it commands the highest prices are normally the French regions and Italy and Spain,
of course,
as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to say,
but there's some nice wines, aren't there, from like the middle European, like Croatia and around there.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we've got some lovely wines from Romania. And they tend to be really good value as well. So they grow all sorts of grape varieties, including wines that are indigenous to Romania itself, almost unpronounceable to the English mind.
It's not somewhere that immediately comes to mind when you talk about, you know, getting wine from Romania. It's not. You said Chile, we've seen Chilean wines, and Argentine, that kind of place, the hotter climates. But
New Zealand, Australia.
New Zealand, Australia. But you think, well, you know, the old mid-Eastern European type places, the old, you know, Eastern Bloc, as it were, you don't think of that at all.
No, indeed. And if you actually look hard enough, you'll find wine from all sorts of areas around there, Romania included. But the other place that is considered to be almost the birthplace of wine that we're seeing more and more now as a route to market comes to the UK is Georgian wine. So that's considered to be where some of the very earliest examples of wine were ever made. And a lot of their wines that they produce there, they use clay vessels that they bury in the ground. They're called quavery. And so what they do is literally, it's a very natural ancient technique of making wine whereby they'll just literally crush the grapes and throw it all into this clay vessel which sits in the ground to temperature control it, and then once they've got all the stuff in there, they whack the lid on top, put earth over the top, and just leave it there to ferment.
Okay, so we had to leave that one because we're expecting an urgent text, so we've got to sort that. Okay, so this makes me think of the old way that the Romans used to make wine as well, that kind of clay pots that they would have the wine in. And, you know, because when you say ancient wine, it always makes me think of the Roman Empire, but obviously it's before that, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, wine making goes back, you know, millennia.
Yeah,
really. It's one of those things that you know, has always been with us in a way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, how do you get your wines in? Do you go across the world to look for them, or do you go to larger wholesalers? How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky enough to have close relationships with a lot of the largest UK importers of wine, which buy wine, have wine buyers that go around the world. They even produce their own wine in certain countries, and then we buy from them and bring it over to the island, and then supply from there.
Okay, no, I just wonder because you seem to have a vast range.
Yeah,
do you have a range of English wines, or do you not?
We stock English wines too. Yeah. Sparkling wine, in particular, at the moment is getting a lot of press.
Oh right, okay.
There's English sparkling wine is regarded as good as champagne nowadays.
Right. You can't call it that though.
No, indeed. Well, champagne can only be called champagne if it's produced in the Champagne region.
Yes, yes.
However, what you will find nowadays is as global warming takes effect, it's getting harder and harder to produce good quality grapes in the traditional regions. And so if we fast forward another 50 or so years, you may be looking at basically champagne being almost unviable to grow grapes and produce wine in. And as such, a lot of the champagne houses are now eyeing up land all along the south coast of England.
Right.
And purchasing land
where it'll become the right sort of climate.
Yeah, in order to set up vineyards.
Cheeky people.
Yeah. But they're going to have a battle calling it champagne, aren't they? Because it's not made in the Champagne region.
Well, indeed.
The French will change the rules on that.
Yeah. Probably. Once they own the stuff.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing from an island perspective, I don't know if you've driven through Gatcombe recently.
No.
But there's a chap there who's the owner of Gatcombe Manor has actually planted acres and acres of vines there.
Really?
With the view to making sparkling wine over the next 5 to 10 years.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And from what I've heard, the soil there is meant to be some of the best soil that's ever been tested to grow grapes in.
Really? Just
to show. Because we always say, "Oh, you can't get decent English wine." No, and we didn't even make it for years. But
amazing.
Down looking chat.
Yeah, interesting. So, if people want to get some stuff from wine for you, what do they do?
Basically, we have a website. So it's called winebulanceiow.com. The concept behind it is. It's all set up to in boxes of wine, so boxes of 6 wines, to make it easy for you to pick your favourite grape, variety or style of wine.
Right.
And so if you wanted a box of Pinot Grigio, for instance, we have one of the first boxes that we came up with name-wise during lockdown was our PG Pandemic box.
Yeah.
And within that, there are three bottles of three different Pinot Grigios.
Oh, right.
Two bottles of each. And yeah, that goes for around £45.
Well, that's not bad, bad at all.
I like a bit of Pinot.
Yes. And we buy whites and reds, and you could have them in mixtures and all kinds of things, can't you? Yes.
Indeed, yeah. There's white wine boxes, red wine boxes on there. There's rosé wine, sparkling.
Yeah.
We also have a sort of a larger mixed box called Wibulence to the Rescue, whereby you'll have a couple of sparkling, four white, couple of rosé, four red, and that gives you a good mixture and an overview of the types of wines that we have and the quality that we like to sell.
You shouldn't be telling us that.
So,
now, do you organise events like wine tastings and things like that?
Every now and again, more working closely with our wholesale customers on that front rather than doing it ourselves.
Yes.
So we will work with our restaurants and pubs and things like that to have wine tasting evenings, food and wine matching, that sort of thing.
Mm. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for providing the service. And
it's brilliant. I can highly recommend it.
I like the story that it was born out of necessity and suddenly it's this huge success. I think that's just an uplifting thing, that you know, stuff that we've had to do and it's worked.
Yeah, I mean, it is great, and even now with the van we have people taking photos of it all the time. Like, I have people stopping me whilst I'm delivering to a restaurant.
I still
going,
think you would
oh,
have
do
a
you mind if I just
you'd
take
have a flashing
photo?
Light on the top.
Yeah. So we did look at that, but it was not quite legal.
No.
You can just give us that website address one more time.
Yeah, sure. It's wimbulanceiow.com.
Lovely. Thank you very much for
Brilliant.
Coming in.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.